Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the Aaron Kuntz case, but in general, should a driver's license be taken away when someone is charged with DWI and refuses the breathalyzer?
So there really is a little bit of confusion, because if someone does a refusal, then generally they will lose their license at arraignment, but that the judge is permitted to allow them to extend the arraignment or come back for a second part of the arraignment to bring a lawyer or for some time to research whether it's appropriate to take their license. A lot of times the paperwork is not done. In this case, my understanding is that she was arraigned in the early morning hours, and presumably all the paperwork was not done. So the judge did the initial arraignment, but then it is very traditional then to have a second arraignment or continuation of the arraignment in order to determine whether the license should be temporarily revoked due to the refusal to take the test.
When it comes to breathalyzer tests in general, what do you tell your clients generally when they are told to take a breathalyzer? Do it or refuse it?
It's a question that you have to find out before you tell your clients whether to do it, whether there was an accident involved, whether they have any priors, and if they have any priors, how long ago were the priors? Because if it's within 5 years, that can dictate whether they can ever get a conditional license. If it's within 10 years, then that can also dictate the ramifications. You also try to make a live assessment, and unfortunately you're doing this by phone, as to what you think the client would, the reading would be if the client did take the test. So you usually have some idea based upon whether or not their speech is slurred, whether or not their answers are appropriate, whether or not they're acting emotionally. So it really is not a black and white question to answer. You have a lot of factors to assess and whether you want your client to take the test. But if the client doesn't have any priors and there's no accident involved, usually you would have the client take the test.
30 years ago when I was taking driver ed, the teacher said there was implied consent for such things as breathalyzers and blood tests when he got the driver's license. Is that still the case in New York?
It is. There's not implied consent unless the driver is unconscious. At that point, there's an argument for the implied consent. But if the driver is conscious, like as in this case, then they have to get a court order in order to forcibly take a test, give the driver a test, because the driver has refused.
Now, I think you may have answered this earlier, but in this case of Aaron Kuntz, she got to keep her license in the initial arraignment. How does something like that happen in general?
Well, these are arraignments that are done in the early morning hours. I wasn't there, but I would assume that the district attorney was not there. Whatever assistant district attorney was going to handle the case was not there. So now you have the judge, you have the defendant, maybe, or you do, or perhaps you don't have a defense lawyer present. So it really is not a situation where the judge has parties before him, lawyers before him, that are there to argue both sides of the analysis of whether or not he should take the license. And that's why I said earlier that it is very customary to continue the arraignment at another time or on another date, so that there can be lawyers there that can actually advocate responsibly for whether or not the judge in that circumstance should or should not take the driver's license. It's also completely possible that the paperwork wasn't even complete because it was the early morning hours, so the judge may not have even had the appropriate paperwork that he's required to have in order to take her license. So there are a lot of reasons why it needed to be moved to today, so that the judge could have the full view and opinion and research from both the district attorney that was going to handle this and the defense lawyer. These cases are very complicated as to whether to take someone's driver's license. It really is dictated by the charges, by the strength of the alleged refusal, by the paperwork, by what the officer writes up in the affidavit, and then the statutes and whether the statutes require that the judge immediately take the license. And that's why it is very traditional for there to be a short delay between the initiation of an arraignment and the conclusion of it, of a day or two, so that all the parties can do the appropriate research and determine whether or not the court is required to take the driver's license.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.